FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Cassie Smedley with the RNC. Cassie, thank you for squeezing us in real quick. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Annie. It's a busy Friday.
It sure is. So what do you think about the president's announcement today regarding the national emergency?
Well, first of all, I really like when the president takes these opportunities, and certainly this rose to the level of something he should use for a Rose Garden address, but takes these opportunities to speak directly to the American people, to say, let me tell you where I am, let me tell you what we're working with, and let me tell you what we're going to do. And that's always very helpful, and I think helps him to be able to make his case to the American people and make sure that these members of Congress who have a history of being a little fickle sometimes stay right with him on this. So I think that was overall very good. And it looks like what he's come up with here is his first priority was to get Congress to move on this issue, which they did. No, they didn't give us all the money that we wanted and that the president wanted, but they did do more than they otherwise wanted to do. Remember, Nancy Pelosi said, not $1. And certainly there's far, far more than a dollar in there. That's very good. And then he's gone through and found an additional about $8 billion to continue the program to secure our border through this national emergency. And the key thing for your listeners to know about that money, because I've already heard all the naysayers on MSNBC and CNN and elsewhere today trying to say otherwise, this money is all from congressionally appropriated dollars.
Okay.
So this is not new taxpayer spending. This is not coming from some bizarre pot of money somewhere in the ether sphere that no one knew about. He's taking this all from programs that have been appropriated by Congress and then gone on to be budgeted for through these agencies. And he's worked with the Pentagon and his cabinet secretaries to figure out what's possible here. So I just think that that's one thing. Yes, we know the Democrats have already said we're going to tie this up in courts, all of that. Sure, that's expected, but I think if we can start from this conversation knowing that they went through this process going, what has been appropriated and what can we then conceivably and legally use for this, that's where they started this conversation, and I just don't think that's getting enough airtime.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. People want to know where the money is coming from to begin with. A lot of the criticism of the president right now is that it's not a national emergency, that he's creating or manufacturing some sort of emergency. How do you feel about those criticisms of that? Because it's pretty much the basis of what the president was doing today.
Well, we know that when President Barack Obama called the crisis at our border a national crisis in 2014, everyone just nodded their heads in agreement with him. We didn't seem to have all of these politically motivated naysayers. And now the numbers of people crossing our border, the amounts of drugs, the influx of drugs over our border, just think about the opioid crisis and how that has just exploded in the last 5 or so years. All of that is up from where it was back in 2014 when no one seemed to have any issue when Barack Obama declared a crisis at our border. So that's the perspective that I always keep in mind there. And secondly, you know, it seems with Democrats, Nancy Pelosi being chief among them, it's the see not, hear not, do not mentality. She hasn't been to the border since she was elected speaker. She refuses to accept the facts as they are presented. She refuses to believe or listen to the stories of the angel families, which I thought it was wonderful that the president had them in the Rose Garden this afternoon, those moms, to stand up. I don't know if you saw it, but they stood up and they held up the photos of their lost loved one. I mean, how do you see those women and fathers and mothers and spouses and not say, okay, this is something we should probably stop playing politics with and take another look at? And so, but they use that as their justification to do not. And that is why, but what's interesting about that is most of these people, Nancy Pelosi included, they've previously spoken out in favor of securing our border. The only difference now is you've got President Donald Trump in the White House and they don't want to give him a political win. So I think this is all politically motivated. They know that there is a crisis at our border. They know there's a crisis in our country. And they are just hoping that they can successfully ignore it so that they don't have to give President Trump a political win. But
President Trump's
not playing politics. He's playing for the people.
And it's been very consistent with this president. We've seen him really stick to his guns, I think, in ways that a lot of Republican voters aren't used to seeing their candidate stick to their guns. He's been very consistent on that effort. You know, two things yesterday happened. We have a new attorney general, and also we had the revelation of that Andrew McCabe interview take place and some of that trickling out here. I'm curious, leading up 2 years into this presidency here, at where we are right now, this president has been under fire with investigations and with a cloud that has been persisted by a media that wants to see him fail. We have a new attorney general on the scene. What do you think about those two news pieces from yesterday?
Well, those are pretty significant news pieces that I think got pretty underplayed. They both got little bursts. But I think with this new Attorney General Barr, he, of course, has held the position before. And so he comes into it with a lot of widespread respect from both sides of the aisle. So I think that in and of itself is just a good place to start. And he gave, from accounts by a myriad of people, pretty stellar confirmation hearing that shows that he is going to follow the letter of the law, which, unlike some of the back and forth we've had in our Justice Department of people, I don't know, I'm not talking about the previous Attorney General specifically, but I'm talking about career staffers in justice who have seemed to enjoy some flexibility with when to follow the law or take on cases. He seems like a pretty straight and narrow guy who's going to run a pretty tight ship and a transparent ship. So I think that's good all the way around, so that there can't be any funny business or politically motivated business there. But also the McCabe stuff, you want to talk about politically motivated.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you've got this guy who's peddling a book. So we got to remember that all these things seem to be said when people are trying to make money, which he's in need of making because he was, of course, fired. Why? Because he lied. And I think three of the times that he got caught lying were under oath. So his credibility level is pretty low. And he is a total disgrace, not just to our country, but a disgrace to the FBI. I think that it's unfortunate that our rank and file men and women in these positions are having to go out and do their jobs, having been marred by these folks at the top who just completely, they just discredited themselves and their positions by being so politically motivated. But I think it's important to remember he's just trying to sell books.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll be paying close attention to all of the developments as they happen. A lot of news happening almost by the minute. And it's always great to speak with you, Cassie, on the latest issues.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Enjoy your weekend as well. Cassie Smedley, the National Press Secretary.